That's fantastic. Jason and I had a lot of fun with Anthony in class this morning, didn't we? And we're having fun upstairs with the teens, and I hope you all had a good time in small groups and learned something. Welcome online as well. We're grateful to have you here with us this Sunday in beautiful downtown Dixon. If you're at home worshiping, we just ask you to greet each other. Say hello. So I'm going to open with a verse. Oh, next week, by the way, we're having a little party for Renata because she's going off to Olivet. Yeah, girl. And so if you have something you'd like to bring, please tell Tracy or even ask Renata for requests. That's what I did. She made it easy on me. So if you'll join me, I'm going to read a verse and then join me with, and we'll worship together. Shout for the joy. Excuse me, let me start. Can I rewind that? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Amen.
Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord God is good, and his love endures forever. Yeah. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So won't you stand and worship with me if you're able?
Only one can take the measure of our goal.
hope for the sinner. In the hands of God, we stand tall. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom. When our strength gave way to the weight of guilt,
to feel. may be seated.
But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall.
One afternoon, we were there on the farm, and
a little bitty cloud started coming across the horizon. And I prayed, Lord, would you bring rain? And it wasn't a big downpour like we've had lately. It was just a little beautiful shower. This morning, as we ask the Lord to rain down this morning, I don't know what kind of week you've had. Maybe you've had a week of drought and your spirit is parched. But I found in my life that I didn't appreciate the rain until we lived in a house that depended on rain for water in the well, and until I worked on a vegetable farm that depended on even a little bit of rain to keep the crops going. The hardships that we may be going through make us thankful for the rain. Amen. Let's stand together and sing that chorus again. No eye can see, no ear has heard what God has in store. Son, pay attention. Writer of Proverbs says, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. This morning, we're going to talk today about Jesus' healing and his healing hands. As we prepare our hearts for that message this morning, let's bow our heads and close our eyes and ask the Lord to open our hearts. Father, we come to you this morning grateful that you are a God who recognizes where we are with compassion. We may come this morning with a dry, weary soul, and yet we don't hear you chastising us. We hear you welcoming us with open arms today, saying, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We thank you, God, that you call to us right where we are. And we thank you for the times you've let us know what it feels like to be dry physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We thank you, Lord, that today, even in our state of dryness, we can come to you. If our soul is parched, if our spirit is in a time of drought, Lord, we ask you, rain down on us. Rain down on us with love and with your grace. Thank you, Lord, that we can experience that today. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are ministering to us even now. Most of all, Lord, we're thankful for your heart of compassion. We thank you for your healing touch. That you would draw us each away individually. Today, Lord, from this dry and weary land, we seek holiness. We seek your intervention. We seek your divine provision. Lead us, Father, we pray. Our cups are turned upward. Our hearts are open to your voice, open to your word today. We praise you. We love you, Jesus. Bless the offering as it is. By our expression of love to you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Can we sing that again? No eye has seen, no ear has heard. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. No mind can know what God has to say. To come and receive our morning tithes and offerings.
I grew up in an incredibly, my parents were just really devout in their faith, so a great Christian home. Growing up in church, you know, you have a certain posture that you present. It in school, or kind of, it just always seemed to struggle to be who you were. But the great part is having really incredible friends. They were a part of my spiritual formation as much as my folks were. There's a little group of us that just really wanted to, I don't know, follow this guy Jesus and figure out what that looked like and meant. I think my crisis of faith didn't hit me until about college. I think that's when I get out from under my parents and you inherit this faith, and then you've got to sort through. Your faith kind of bumps up against all these other ideas or outlooks on life and the world. And my college years really is where I sifted through the stuff that I had been carrying for a while and put aside what I felt like was keeping me from being who I was made to be, and picking up some new things that seemed to be where God was pushing me and pointing me. You know, I think we find God, you know, he reveals himself in a number of ways, in nature and in scripture and history. To me, when he's been most real and present, he's had flesh and bone. He's been the people that are near me. And the person closest to me is my wife. And when I've had my lowest points, when I've done something just absolutely ignorant, the way she has brought forgiveness and been forgiveness has been the most real thing I felt of God. But to do something really just dumb and have somebody throw their arms around you and love you regardless is unbearable almost. Yet that's been when God has been the most real and present. And so I think it's paying attention to the people you're in relationship with. And when you're at the bottom, you'll find God popping up in real, living, breathing people around you.